Dozens of Texas Democrats left the state on Sunday to try to block a Republican redistricting bill that they oppose. The tactic is called a quorum break. And as NPR's Rachel Treisman reports, it has had mixed results in the past.
The Republican-controlled Texas House doesn't need Democrats' votes to enact a new congressional map, but it does need 100 people in the room to do business. So Democratic lawmakers decided to leave the state, bringing the House to a halt.
This is often a very effective strategy to delay legislation and shine a spotlight on that legislation.
That's Mark Jones, a political science professor at Rice University. The Democrats went to blue states like New York and Illinois to speak out against the redistricting plan, which is backed by President Trump and favors Republicans.
But it's not an especially effective device to actually block the legislation, because at the end of the day, the only way it works is if the Democrats stay out of the state.
Several states have had lawmaker walkouts over the years, including Oregon, Indiana, and Minnesota. The practice goes back more than a century, but it's become more common and more heated as politics becomes more partisan, says Brandon Rottinghouse, a political science professor at the University of Houston.
It happened in the 1970s, and there were some hard feelings, but by the time it happened in the 2000s, it was blood sport.
Texas Democrats have left the state before to protest a redistricting bill in 2003 and over proposed voting restrictions in 2021. In both cases, some of the lawmakers returned home after about a month, allowing the bills to pass. Those lawmakers didn't face significant consequences from House leadership or voters, Jones says. But this time around, there's an extra penalty.
After the quorum break of 2021, the Texas House changed its rules to provide for a $500 a day fine for every day that someone was gone without permission.
Lawmakers could also lose things like their office budgets and parking spots. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has ordered their arrests and threatened to remove them from office, an unusual move that would likely prompt legal challenges. So what makes a walkout worth the potential risks?
The Republicans, in theory, might be willing to give some concessions in order to get back to the bargaining table.
That's Laurel Harbridge Young, a political science professor at Northwestern University.
I think more likely that this is just an opportunity to both rally within Texas to identify what the Democrats see as a problem and nationwide to bring attention to redistricting strategies.
Rottinghouse says if Texas Democrats can't stop the redistricting, at least they can start a conversation.
This will really make a lot of careers and maybe be a focal point for how Democrats nationally can take a stand.
It's not clear how long the walkout will last. The legislature's special session ends on August 19th, but the governor can call as many more as he wants. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.